I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank the staff, the board, and the volunteers for the center. Congratulations. I know it's a lot of work to put this festival together. And I want to thank our El Señor Perez for his kind words. I also want to say that, you know, Radio Bilingüe was built in, started broadcasting in 1984, I'm sorry, 1980, and it was built by campesinos and inspired by Las Piscas. That's why Radio Bilingüe was built. And what it was the opportunity for us as raza, as Chicanos, Mexicanos, campesinos, to get our cultura out there and to use the media as a way to project our voices, authentic voices of Mexicanos, Chicanos, Chicanas, Mexicanas, Latinos, Latinas, on the air, where we control the airwaves. That's what Radio Bilingüe was about. So we started, you know, where a lot of the Piscas happened and is happening now, which is the San Joaquin Valley, and where many Tejanos and Tejanas and familias have settled and taken over complete towns like Parlier, where Alma lived. And so that's what Radio Bilingüe was about. Now we have 12 Full Power FMs. We have one here in Crystal City, Texas, 100,000-watt station that reaches almost to the border and about 7 miles here to San Antonio. We have one, another one in an affiliate que cubre el valle in out of Rio Grande City, from Ubalde all the way to Zapata. Then we're building one in Zapata, and we're about to build another one in Presidio, Texas. And besides, we cover most of the state of California. We have 3 Full Power FMs in Nuevo Mexico, and we have 2 stations in Arizona. So when you hear Tejano music in Radio Bilingüe, you're talking about all these states and more. We have other affiliates también, and in Mexico and the border. So I just want to say that la música Tejana is part of the Chicano culture. And so when Tejanos and Tejanas families have left, they have resettled and affirmed their identity with San Antonio, with Texas, and the cultura. And that's what AMA represents. Thank you very much.